Hi, and welcome to Peer Centered, a podcast for and about peer tutoring in writing. And we're continuing on with our preview of the National Conference on Peer Tutoring in Writing. And today I am talking to Mary Wyeth, Samantha Dolly, and Anthony Brianza of Adelphi University. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Well, what's your presentation about?
Well, our presentation is about how we use Facebook at our writing center at Adelphi University, and that encompasses a whole lot of different things. So we use it as a means of advertising for our services, as a sort of newsletter about what's going on in the writing center. We use it to disseminate information about writing, writers, what's going on in the country with writing, and we try to make it educational, informative, and fun.
Excellent.
We kind of established a virtual medium to reach out to students and to really kind of unite not only the Writing Center with the campus, but also with the virtual campus and all the different branches of Adelphi University that have expanded their presence online through mediums like Facebook.
Oh, that's pretty cool. You say virtual campuses. How many of your students are actually online students?
The university offers a few courses that are totally online, but primarily it's a campus where people come for their courses. So there's some online courses going on, but not so many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds familiar because I think a lot of institutions are not so much completely online as they'll have students who take a few courses, but you know, to some extent, it's kind of a mistake to think that like online services are only for online students or students who are taking online classes.
No, I agree, and that's really, I mean, this last year we took on many initiatives to reach out to students in the virtual realm. Facebook was one way, accessing the social media as a way to promote the Writing Center and reach out to students, but we also started to offer online tutoring.
Uh-huh.
So students who may not always be able to get to the center for face-to-face appointments, they can get feedback online. And it just sort of fit nicely with some of the initiatives the tutors came up with.
Yeah, That's great. What impact do you think social media has or has had on your writing center?
I think it works as a way to really kind of further serve our clients in the sense that just by approaching them through a medium that is very familiar and kind of very relaxed, like Facebook, kind of gives them a chance to really, I feel, more fully kind of understand what we do at the Writing Center and how we believe in approaching writers on their level.
Excellent. Do you think, one of the things that I've noticed about Facebook, or at least, you know, people look at it and they don't take it seriously or they don't think it's serious, yet I have so many professional contacts on Facebook and students and whatnot, but does Facebook put a different sort of spin on what your Writing Center, how your Writing Center presents itself to the campus community?
I don't think so. I think we're very much the same on Facebook as we are in person and how we're represented within the university and how we represent ourselves to other universities and other institutions and things like that. It's kind of just become an extension of ourselves. But I think by being on Facebook, we're going into the students' realm because, let's face it, college students love Facebook. They're always on Facebook. So it's
not only college students.
No offense there, but everybody's on Facebook nowadays, and it's amazing showing that we can still communicate in that virtual world, and it doesn't change how we do things, it just kind of spreads everything that we do even further.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, I'm thinking, what I was kind of sideways getting at there is that oftentimes people, you know, administrators or something, look at something like Facebook and seeing, oh, that's just people playing around. But you can actually find real serious connections and use for it, from what I've seen. I'm wondering, what's your what's your connections with the students? Who do they interact on your Facebook page? Do they send you messages? Do they friend you, like you, whatever?
There's a little bit of interaction. A lot of times that we will post links to different writer resources or different upcoming seminars that would be, you know, of interest to certain students based on what their writing needs are. And they will, a lot of times will like it or repost links. We also use Facebook as a way to upload documents that we give out at the Writing Center for different little tips on styling with like APA and different hints. We upload those to Facebook so students have access to them all the time, so that if they cannot come to the center to actually pick up those documents, they have a virtual way of accessing them.
Ah, very cool.
And the other way that we see students interacting with us is it's a way to reach out to first year and incoming students, because we're working with the IT team and the integrated media team to partner with, say, the class of 2015. They have admissions has a Facebook page just for that class, and we're now linked with them, and it's a way for them to see us as a resource, but also, you know, tutors are featured on there as active members of the campus community, so they belong to organizations, groups, so they get a sense of them as fully functioning beings in the campus community, as well as being, you know, peer tutors. So it gives them more of a well-rounded perception of who works here and how we supplement what happens in the classroom, perhaps in terms of writing instruction and support.
It sounds like it, you know, it brings awareness in a different way, right? You know, instead of running around campus putting up flyers, you can put this on Facebook, but it does bring more to it, right? Because you have real people. Facebook, in for all its faults, right, at least you get a sense of a real person there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. I think so. It's actually very interesting because we've also made connections on the scholarly level. We've actually had Writing Center scholars who have published a lot of material on Writing Centers wind up following our page and interacting with us that way. So we're constantly even using the page as a way to better ourselves as a center.
Yeah, it's been some of the high moments are when Muriel Harris has liked something that posted on.
We'll throw a party afterwards.
We have a little party right in our common area.
Honestly, for me, I feel much the same way. It brings such a connection that we, you know, for writing centers, for scholars, for everybody that we just didn't have, you know, 5 years ago, let alone 10 years ago. You know, you'd have to go to conferences to have that sort of interaction. Plus, the same thing with students. The only way we were interacting with them is actually in the center itself, right? But this brings a means of spreading that out, connecting out to the whole community. And I know for our writing center, people are much more aware of it now than they were when we were just, you know, like I said, running around campus sticking up flyers.
And it's also been a useful initiative in terms of staff development. So that's the other part of our presentation. Our presentation is about how we use Facebook and social media as a way to develop the staff and deepen their interest and knowledge of the field. And so that's another part that we'll be talking about at the conference.
Wow, that sounds like I can really see the connector there, because if you're getting, you know, scholars in the Writing Center field to comment or to talk about, you know, to interact with your tutors, I mean, that's one of the most striking, coolest things I could think of. It's like you're continually having a conference, right? You know, your people are like NCPTW, their scholars are there and accessible, and students can talk to them. But that's a little bit probably more intimidating than, like, you know, going on to Mickey Harris's Facebook page and saying hi, right? Or asking her a question, maybe not just saying hi. I mean, it's probably more intimidating to do that in person than it is in Facebook, right?
Yeah, and it really does. A couple of times tutors will say, oh, isn't that
what we read about in tutor training, like that article, we read her article.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and with that, I mean, I would say that, you know, one of the things that oftentimes at NCPTW, people kind of are leery. They see somebody and they say, ooh, should I go talk with him? I would just say, go right up and talk to him. Say hi, ask questions, you know. Let them know that you've read whatever you've read. I mean, it's. I mean, I like it when it happens to me. When people, I mean, I'm no big deal. I mean, if people mention something that I've done or something, talk to them. I love to talk to them. People should just go up and do it. Don't be afraid. In other words, right?
Yeah.
Well, how do you think writing centers can make the best use of social media?
There are a lot of different ways that you can do it. I mean, when I was thinking about this question before this, I actually thought of when we went to NUCA, which is the Northeast Writing Center Conference Association's conference in New Hampshire in March. We actually, Babson College did a presentation about how social media affects writing. And one of the things that they brought up was that you can use social media to teach writing. Like Twitter, for example, it's short, 140-character statements. Those are analogous to a thesis statement. Like, you can teach them how to be concise and get a message across in a tweet kind of thing like that. And it's we're thinking about how we can use Facebook and Twitter, and how we also have a blog at the Writing Center. How do we use that to show different forms of writing and how that reflects in academic writing?
Nice, yeah. Well, you know, because I think nowadays, I mean, it's something that, Kathy Yancey, who's, you know, Florida and big at NCTE, she's written a lot about that, about how people are writing more now and sharing more now than they ever have. And they actually have much more engagement in writing and reading than they ever had. And that's what I find really exciting about our time, is that we actually, there are more opportunities to write. And, you know, it sounds great that you're using it as a means of, you know, using social media as a means of teaching and exploring, you know, the kind of great, wonderful world we have access to now.
Yeah, it's been a, I mean, our fans keep growing. And that's something we're always looking for, ideas about how to increase the number of fans we have so that we can extend our reach to the campus community. And that's something we'll be, you know, asking folks who come to our session, what their experience has been and ideas that they have, so how we can continue to do that.
And even at the most basic level, just whenever we post, you know, we use the normal standards of English, and at the very least, if students read it, it's modeling. It's seeing how appropriate forms of language are used and how they can be used in a social medium. And we also, a virtual social medium. And we also kind of, we also post vocabulary words as one of our updates. So we'll have like Word Wednesdays or something where we'll post the vocabulary words that come up. And, you know, if students even glance at it, it's no more than 12 words long, what we post, you know. If they glance at it, they get an idea of its context and how it's felt and how it's seen.
Nice, nice. Yeah, sounds like, you know, really, really interesting work. And I think, you know, ultimately, I think more and more writing centers are getting into using social media and really understanding that it can have a positive impact. Well, aside from that, what else are, what are you guys looking forward to at NCPTW?
Lots. Definitely looking forward to networking with other writing centers and meeting with other tutors and seeing what different things that other people do at their writing centers and seeing what we like and what we want to bring back to our writing center.
I always found myself fascinated in presentations that deal with encountering people and getting them more, I guess, having tutors actually talk about confronting issues of culture suppression and and sexual suppression, and how it kind of presents itself in sessions. And I always find that something interesting, and always that as writing tutors and as professionals that we can always kind of work more to try to develop.
Excellent.
Yeah, and it's always, much like what Samantha said, the networking opportunities. And I think that's one of the best things about the national, the regional, and even the local conferences that we go to, and to the international ones as well, is to bring back, you know, to be a knowledge seeker and then bring back to the center what other places are doing and then see how that fits. Would it work for us? What do we like? and the way to keep the center vibrant and the staff engaged and, you know, continue to have ownership over what happens here by thinking about what do we want to do, what do we like already, and what do we want to try. So learning, you know, lifelong learning about writing center work. Yeah. And then that's what I look forward to when I go to the conferences.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, you can, if you haven't had a chance to see it or anybody listening to it, they do have the tentative schedule up online. I know it's, you know, there's it's changed somewhat, but you can take a look at it and you can see that's where I look through it to find out who I wanted to interview for this. So it is up there. There's lots of different sessions. It looks like it's going to be an incredibly great conference.
Yeah.
And your session is on Saturday, 2:15 to 3:15. And unfortunately, I think I'm presenting at the same time, so I won't be able to go to yours.
I think that you are. I saw that you are. Yes.
And it's a very similar topic. We're dealing with much the same thing, working with online students. We're calling it a multi-literacy center in that way. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to talk about my stuff anyway. But thank you guys. It's been great talking to you, and I really look forward to meeting you, even though I won't be able to go to your session. I'm going to look out for you. You can come hang out at the – we're going to have a peer-centered flash mob on Friday evening. I believe we're going to start it right at 5. It's going to be somewhere ever where the pizza is or something. I don't know. That's
right. But we're going to go tomorrow or next week and get our panther. We're bringing our, what do you call that?
AU panther. The mascot.
The mascot, yeah.
The mascot to share.
Awesome. That's great. That's great. I'm going to bring our tin Elvis that we got from Penn State last time. And I might bring something else, so I don't know. Well, thank you very much for talking with me today, and I look forward to seeing you at NCPTW.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Don't forget to like us on Facebook.
I was planning on doing that right after I finish this. Peer Center is a production of Salt Lake Community College Student Run Center. Today's music is by Rat Attack.